locking doors, that sort of thing.
The servants attended to all that.
And you noticed nothing out of the normal?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
What's no matter? What about the mysterious metal cylinder? Watson, do you have it?
Oh, yes. Here.
Mrs. Harden? Before the police extracted this from the body of your late husband, had you ever seen anything like it in his possession?
Never, Mr. Holmes. I give you my word.
As I see it, there are three possibilities.
There?
He was forced at gunpoint to swallow it.
Alternatively?
It was introduced into his body after death.
Or?
He swallowed it himself voluntarily. Yeah. Why in the world would he do that?
Extend your thinking.
I'd be trying.
Why a man swallow something other than good, wholesome food or drink?
Well, any number of drugs have to be taken orally.
I doubt it's a more metal cylinder than any great medical efficacy.
I've heard of items being swallowed in order to smuggle them from one country to another. And he travelled all over the world, we know that. If the cylinder is hollow...
I'm afraid it isn't. And besides, there were no trips planned, assuming that the grieving widow is being entirely honest with him.
Sure, you don't suspect her.
Well, there are parallel cases in the annals, wasn't it? Did you think she was telling us the whole truth?
Maybe she was concealing something. About Harden's state of mind?
Yes, I wondered about that. An unexpected visitor with an everyday name doesn't normally induce fear, unless the man or the name is feared already.
Is it possible...
Go on.
Well, that sounds ridiculous on the face of it, but is it possible that the metal cylinder and the murder are totally unconnected?
Oh, there you are.
Ah, brilliant observation, Watson.
Mrs. Hudson has been muttering about ruined pork chops.
The wheels of officialdom do not turn to suit Mrs. Hudson's mealtime, I'm afraid. Can they do? Eventually, at least.
Did you get it?
I swear to you, Watson, it's easier to get a confession out of a murderer than a post-mortem report out of Scotland Yard. Are you going to eat that potato?
Thank you.
Delicious.
You're welcome. Well, what? What's it say?
Well, exactly what you'd expect it to say. A single gunshot at close range, death instantaneous. No disease, deformity, or inherited defects. There are two interesting observations.
And what are they?
No damage of any kind to the teeth or jaw, and no evidence of bruising or manipulation to the neck.
So the cylinder wasn't forced down his gullet after death?
No, seemingly not.
Perhaps I'm right, then. Perhaps it has nothing to do with the killing.
Well, we've come across extraordinary coincidences before.
Oh, true enough.
Yes, but it simply doesn't feel right in this case.
That doesn't sound very scientific.
Yes, you're quite correct. I'm convinced of it.
Well,
if I can work out what this is, I'll have the key to the murder. I know it. May I have another potato?
Have you been up all night?
I didn't disturb you.
Oh, not in the least. Any progress?
Not in the least.
Let's ring for some breakfast.
Do you think Mrs. Hudson will have forgiven me for wasting yesterday's dinner?
She probably gave it to the cat. That's what she usually does.
Really? I've no idea. So that's why it's been getting so fat lately. I deduced a plague of mice below stairs. Yes, ring for breakfast, Doctor, or the poor creature will be in grave danger of exploding.
What are your plans for today?
Back to the house, I think. Or more particularly, the garden.
To see just how the mysterious Mr. Smith managed to vanish so completely.
Actually, I'm more interested in why.
Why? Because he just murdered Harden, of course.
But had he?
You were quite right. Any number of places to hide. And even the open path curves around those trees within 50 yards. We're wasting our time here.
At least we're out in this glorious weather.
If John Smith did shoot Harden in cold blood, there's every chance we'll never be able to find out why.
Could he have been a business rival?
Not from Philip's description. And besides, business rivalries are usually resolved by subtler means, if no less vicious. Back to Harden's office, I think.
Everything comes down to this cylinder.
Now, let's assume that Harden swallowed it voluntarily.
But why on earth would he?
Are you game for an experiment?
Well, if it helped. And as long as you're not going to ask me to swallow that.
Rest easy, Doctor. Let me see. The body was discovered here.
According to Phillips?
Yeah, from the traces on the floor, he was telling the truth. So, if he...